Perfect.
Hello
Hello
there,
there.
and welcome to
Awesome.
episode 166 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I'm FlameFlash, and my words are my own. We're actually
Actually
joined with a
joined.
few extra folks this time. We have Nail Fury, which has joined us for the last couple of weeks.
Hello.
Then Sword Agent.
Yes, hello everyone.
And
And
Merce.
Merce. Hello.
So, Sword Agent specifically, that would be the eldest son, commented that I didn't cover Helldivers that closely last week for Liberty Day. So, wanted
No,
to
you
pull
didn't.
him, pull you in, and what should we be to celebrating for Helldivers 2 and Liberty Day?
Well, first you gather. There's a whole schedule for Liberty Day. All right. So, like, from start to finish on Liberty Day highlights. So, what do you want to hear about first? Do I just go down the list and we, like, talk about it or what?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right. So, I believe it starts with reciting the Super Earth National Anthem. Do all of you know your anthem?
I do not know.
I did not either.
All right. Well, I'm not going to recite it for you people then. You can look it up
In
later. You can.
other words, it doesn't exist.
It does. Super Earth National Anthem. It's the song that plays when you're in game and raising the flag at an objective.
Oh, okay.
So, I think it's catchy. It's been stuck in my head ever since I started playing the game, so.
Oh yeah, the
Close enough.
So after the anthem, what's then next?
Dissident Executions, brought to you by Eagle Sweat.
Yeah, we're not the bad guys at all.
Who is Eagle Sweat?
Eagle Sweat? I'm not 100% sure, but they run one crazy ad campaign, that's for sure. It's got to be the manufacturers of, like, the Eagle Bombs, I imagine.
That would make sense.
So, what executions are happening? I don't know. Not for sure. But
Dissidents, obviously.
yes, the
It's what's
dissidents.
next on the schedule, so.
Okay. So after the
So,
dissidents are no more, what's next on the schedule?
Liberty Day Parade, people.
Now, this is a
Now, this is a
global
global
event, so
base.
how does that exactly work? Are there multiple little Liberty Day parades like we have at the 4th of July, or is it something bigger?
So every town has their own traditions or traditions that they're supposed to carry out on Liberty Day, you know, so.
Okay.
Okay.
But there's a big live stream and so on.
All right.
But specifically during the Liberty Day parade, the president of Super Earth gives a speech. I believe that's the big mo that's the big like deal with that.
Okay.
And of course he gives it in the format of a hologram, so that way those foul dissidents who we have yet to catch and execute cannot kill him.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a Big Brother type situation.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
No.
No
No
enemy
enemy.
within here, that's for sure.
Let's see.
So after the speech and the parade, what do we go to next?
Next up, we've got the official bombardment of the moon.
Why are we bombing the moon?
In celebration. And that is over 15,000 megatons of ordnance that we bomb into the moon. It's basically our fireworks.
Wow. I'm surprised there's a moon left.
I mean, give it a couple more years, maybe. I'm not really sure exactly how much moon is left, because in Helldivers 2, we haven't... I'm not even sure if you can look at the moon while you're hovering over Earth, but you haven't really gotten that many opportunities to hover over Earth in game, so it's really hard to say.
Gotcha.
Out of curiosity, anyone here play the Sonic Adventure series? Because the only thing that reminded me of is when Eggman shot a quarter of the moon off.
I never played Sonic Adventure, sadly. It's on the bucket list.
Agreed. Yeah, because in the Sol system for Super Earth, it looks like it's just Earth and then Mars off to the side, for example, when you're looking at the galactic map.
And Mars is literally just your tutorial area, so...
Right.
Mars, it's probably like a Warhammer 40K thing, where Mars is like a planet-sized factory.
Oh, so let's cycle back, though. You were asking me, like, what Super Earth as a whole does, like, what goes on for everyone, since it's a global celebration. So, like, every town is supposed to have a Liberty Day pyre, okay? So this big fire, the kids are supposed to run up to it, grab some burning presents out of it, see what they can get and grab, and so on, you know?
Wait, so there are children running and grabbing things out of a lit pyre?
That it's specifically for the kids, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Anybody else continue. Getting a whiff of fascism thrown in? I'm just
it's democracy, okay? That's it. That's all. No questions asked.
Jacob, to be fair, this part right here, this isn't fascism, this is cultism.
Okay.
Like, that is just a cult.
There's usually a whack-a-terminid stand or like carnival game in most towns that's put up.
Do they also shoot out oil when you hit them?
Probably.
And so for those that don't know, the Terminids are the bug species that we're out killing and bleed oil. Is that correct?
Yeah, they basically bleed oil.
Yeah, so that's the reason we go and kill the bugs and harvest the bugs. Get all the oil.
It is overtly farming.
Yeah.
America. Like,
and then, so, next up, and this is an activity that comes to most towns, pretty simple, meet a Helldiver, also for the kids.
Okay.
How many stims does the Helldiver have to ingest before the kids can meet him?
Well, he probably has to take a couple through the day just to stay awake, because I imagine, autographing and talking to all these kids gets pretty exhausting after a while.
I will let you know the image that popped in my head was a doped-up, armored soldier just grabbing a kid and throwing him.
What happens is the kid walks up to the Helldiver, asks how he's doing, and then he just stabs a random needle in its neck and just squeezes the fluid in.
Stabs the needle into the child, or...
No, into his own neck, but...
Oh, the image I had was that the Helldivers were drugging children.
No.
Well, okay.
Probably wouldn't go over well. So then the final activity for the kids specifically is enlistment.
Ah, yes.
Very important.
So become the cannon fodder.
Young. Yeah, become a Helldiver.
Out of curiosity, when you say kids, do you mean teens or like under 10?
Yes. I imagine that you have to be 18 to actually enlist, but once you hit 16, you are granted your own Constitution rifle in celebration.
Wow.
That would explain why that thing sucks in game.
Yeah.
It's not great. I mean, maybe at lower difficulties, but it's for 16-year-olds in target practice, really, in-universe.
The melee attack deals more damage than the actual shooting the gun.
Wow. Okay.
Well, all right.
Thank you for that outline of Liberty Day.
I mean, there is a lot more Liberty Day to talk about.
Wow.
Oh, no, this is going to turn into a hour podcast.
It very well could if we want it to.
Well, I think Merz has to be at work in about 15 minutes. So that
then we're going to need a part two to this.
Flame Flash, I don't need to be at work until 4.
Oh, okay.
My location closes an hour, like the shifts are an hour later because we open an hour later and we close an hour later.
Okay.
Perfect. So where'd we leave off? Bombardment of the moon?
And giving 16-year-olds guns.
All right, yes. It's really important. I mean, it's...
Here I thought the image of drugging kids was too much.
We've already talked about drugs, gun control, I mean,
or
tires.
Lack thereof.
The worst part is Terry is, from what I gathered, making most of this up. The
Look up Liberty Day highlights, literally.
You have the wiki open, don't you?
No, I don't have the wiki open, but...
Oh, okay.
I don't believe that.
Okay. No, it says on the rifle that you get for participating in Liberty Day that those rifles are gifted to children on their 16th birthday.
There we go. This is West for lore. This is the lore, so.
That is Liberty Day. Huh.
So at 1600 hours... in the day. This is right after bombardment of the moon. This is a mandatory activity, parentheses mandatory. Synchronized salute and oath of citizenship.
Wow.
Wow.
Hmm.
So, I'm not really sure how they synchronize that. I don't know if that's a town-by-town situation, if that's something they do on the live stream or what, but...
No, the entire planet salutes in unison.
That's the idea, I think. I'm not 100% sure. But...
Makes me wonder about time zones and... The bombardment, do they do that throughout the day so then every citizen of Super Earth can see it throughout the day, or... Huh.
I mean...
There's some logistical background questions that I'm not sure the lore of the game probably answers.
I don't think that there's going to be a hard answer to that.
Well, it's good that you don't think. We need to be trusting democracy and liberty and our leaders, correct?
Correct. Actually, the latest title in the game is literally Free of Thought. That's the newest title in the game that you can earn.
No! Yeah.
Yeah, that came out on Halloween. Free of Thought.
Free of Thought. Great.
Anyone else getting some 1984 parallels from this, or is that just me?
Or Orange Cultist parallels, you know, take your pick.
I mean, I do believe Helldivers was created as a parody specifically to Starship Troopers.
Yes. I remember that much. And then there's obviously a lot of Warhammer and Halo influence as well.
Some minor Halo influence for sure. I don't know about Warhammer. I mean, maybe a little bit, but I know the community.
To be fair, Sword Agent, sorry to interrupt, Terminids, Tyranids. Need I say more?
Fair enough. I know the community's, like, got their blood running for a collab between Space Marine and Helldivers. That's something everybody wants, but...
And also Helldivers and Halo. Because if I remember correctly, I think Halo 2's, or Helldiver 2's original premise was a sort of Halo ODST sequel. Like, it was meant to be like a Halo ODST type game, but then 343 Industries said no. So they went to Sony with the idea.
Really?
I believe, like, I remember hearing that somewhere, that it did start originally on the drawing board as an ODST game.
Now, what is an ODST game?
Okay, so that we would need to get into Halo lore for. I mean, it's
not really. Halo ODSTs are just orbital drop troopers.
Oh, okay.
They're just foot soldiers, aren't they?
They're one step. They're the step between foot soldiers and the Spartans.
So your foot soldier versus your marine, basically, right?
Yeah. Think of them as like they're just really well trained soldiers.
Okay. Unlike the Helldivers, where you sometimes get the vibe that they're coming out of cryostasis and just kind of being thrown at the planet.
No, they're being shot at the planet.
Well, yeah, but.
Do you guys know what the life expectancy of a Helldiver is?
5 minutes.
2 minutes after deployment.
There we go.
With a overall 23% survival rate.
I'm getting Zap Brannigan vibes right here.
I'm also getting Zap Brannigan vibes.
We're just going to throw humanity at the problem, and eventually the problem will go away because enough humanity has been thrown at it.
I mean, it's working so far.
Sword Agent, you forgot the most important event in all of Liberty Day. Shooting missiles into the black hole that we created. Certainly that won't have any negative ramifications.
No, the black hole is said and done. Nothing bad is going to happen with the black hole. I mean, we needed to do it. We did it, and now it's done.
What sector was the black hole again?
Meridia.
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 Because humanity just went and created a black hole because we couldn't take the system. Is that how it played out?
There was a super colony developing on Meridia, I believe, and we were concerned about how quickly it was evolving.
Gotcha. there it is. Yep.
So
those that are not listening to the podcast, but are watching it on YouTube, I just took the ship there, so. To the black
Perfect.
Hole.
Yeah, there might be some noises coming out of it, but I'm sure that's just an anomaly of some sort.
Okay. I'm sure.
Yeah, don't. There aren't any noises, Sword Agent. I don't know what you're talking about. speech like that could get you black bagged.
I'll have to go back to the freedom camp again.
Yeah. I'm going to report you to our superiors.
To your democracy officer, you mean?
You are being very undemocratic.
I am happy that the black hole happened, okay? It's as simple as that.
I'll have my character salute the black hole then. There we go.
It's one of our greatest accomplishments in Helldivers 2 so far. So.
Well, all right then.
All right then.
Anything else happen on Liberty Day?
I mean, there's a couple. There's like some TV streams and this and that. There's surprise dissident executions at later in the day. Parentheses. It could be you.
Oh no. So I assume they kick in somebody's door with a camera crew and just start shooting.
I mean, they and their family probably did something terribly treasonous, but
yes.
Probably.
Okay.
Report your neighbor for thought crimes and other discreant behavior and watch them be executed today.
Wow.
I don't think it's something that's usually streamed. I think it's a Liberty Day highlight only thing. So that won't work every day of the year, just saying.
Right, right. Of course not. Yeah. Huh.
And then, of course, you forgot the most important celebration for the Helldivers, and that is at the end of Liberty Day, you are legally required to pour one out for a fallen Helldiver. You go to your nearest Helldiver cemetery, and you pour one out on their grave.
Those who have a grave.
Yeah, I was about to say...
Another fun fact. Most of the time, I don't think most Helldivers get a grave. You just get your name engraved on the Wall of Martyrs.
That would make more sense. Yeah.
Super Earth does go out of its way to get their bodies, so that way they can have a proper burial.
There's not a lot left of a lot of the bodies.
At least for the Helldivers who fought the automatons.
I don't know what you're talking about. Their bodies are in pristine, perfect condition. They definitely aren't like flash clones or something made so that way families can have a sense of closure.
Oh, we just got darker. Yeah. Oh boy. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Anyways.
Well, thank you for that background on Liberty Day and Helldivers 2 lore. There definitely is a lot more to celebrate than I highlighted last week, so thank you.
Yeah, a little more than you thought, maybe. A little more in-depth, a little more to it.
Oh, definitely. And we're just scratching the surface on Helldivers lore, but we are approaching the 30-minute mark, so I am going to thank you both for joining me and educating the populace of Super Earth.
Yes.
And may our own Liberty Day coming up on November 5th go smoothly.
Yeah, maybe we'll do another Helldiver special here sometime. But till then.
It has been a pleasure, good sir.
May liberty save you all.
May liberty save you all.
Yep.
And for anyone that would love to send in questions or comments, that would be podcast@flameflash.net. And thank you for sticking out on post-Liberty Day celebration and pre-election day celebration. We'll see you at the other side.
All right. Jeez.